Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, The Stressed Out Person. During the show, I'll be looking at people whose higher ego vulnerability energy is leading them towards living in the role of the stressed out person as they go about living their daily lives. A person who is prone to find danger lurking around every corner of their life. A person who is an expert in finding things to worry about. Dangers or threats, large or small, real or imagined, currently occurring or yet to occur, that can involve areas like finances and health and relationships and family and work and school and competition and many, many more. A person who becomes easily upset experiences intense feelings of anger or anxiety or guilt, and remains upset even after they or someone else has dealt with the threat. They have great difficulty letting go of things and moving on. Their typical emotional experience is feeling under stress, and they seem to be lost when not in this state. So there's lots of anxiety or anger or tension. Sometimes people who are experiencing what's called type A personality are people who are living within the role of the stressed out person. Today, I'm going to take you into the stressed out person's mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing, and exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role, all in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both in the daily sense as well as the mortal one. During the show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the stressed out person's higher ego vulnerability energy and their mind, the place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, and values are formed, a place that can be called the ego mind or ego space, as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their unrelenting sense of feeling under pressure and stressed. It's their higher ego vulnerability energy that's impacting the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the stressed out person forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Ego doesn't form the thoughts the stressed out person is using because it can't think and has no awareness of itself or the energy that it is, or the person whose mind it is infiltrating. The person living in the role of the stressed out person forms the thoughts, while building on the ego energy at work in their mind, ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the stressed-out person's mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own. But they often don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Now, ego should be in the background of our life and only present when needed, if our survival is truly being threatened. And that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the stressed out person need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice, or is it our voice? We want to believe it's ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine? A question that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about. Helping you to get the answer and doing something about it, if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role you didn't realize you're living in, just as the stressed out person is, which is happening for many, whether they're a stressed out person or a dictator or a martyr or any of the roles I talk about in my programs on Roles People Live and in my book, The Two Voices Within. Another way of putting it, the stressed out person often doesn't know they're being a stressed out person. The dictator often doesn't know they're being a dictator. And the martyr often doesn't know they're being a martyr because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and their life and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find that out, that is, that answer, so they can be speaking with more of their voice in their life and not ego's. Or they'll just spend their life surviving and never truly and fully living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the stressed out person needs to hear more from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the stressed out person is unable to hear from spirit due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the stressed out person has a spiritual core that we all have, due to having the love, life, and energy God is within them, they're not spiritually well, because they can't be spiritually well in their life, due to what their ego energy is doing in it and to it. Their unhealthy, higher ego vulnerability energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds, particularly within their efforts to deal with the stressors that life is bringing to their door. It's not allowing them to fully recognize the divine gifts of their life, being able to create their life, their eternal life, and the presence of God within them. Because stressors and stress being responded to with ego stupidity is robbing them of this awareness. Sadly, spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the stressed out person is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life, due to the preoccupation they're having with getting the stressors that they are dealing with out of their life. Sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life, never coming to know divine truth and the divine gifts they have received. They never get better. Many stressed out persons never get better. They die never having really lived and coming to know and effectively dealing with stress as the stimulation that it often is. They spent all their time surviving within their stressed out person thoughts and beliefs and values and attitudes that have made them consumed with finding dangers that may impact their life. Again, be they health, work, financial, family, relationship, competition, just to name a few. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the stressed out person by first giving you a brief description of the role of the stressed out person, a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can be on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The stressed out person is prone to find danger lurking behind every corner of life. There is a lot of this could happen or that will happen thinking going on in the mind of the stressed out person. They live large amounts of their life in fight or flight mode. I think you may have heard about that, this state of our body becoming engaged in a process of getting ready to fight or perhaps escape. That's flight. Psychologists often refer to this as the sympathetic nervous system that's kicking in, or the involuntary nervous system that operates when we're in the stage of fight or flight. The stressed out person spends a lot of time living in the future and has difficulty living in the present. So they're getting themselves worked up and concerned about what could happen, and that what could happen when I say future can be something that may happen in 10 minutes or an hour or tomorrow or next week. For the stressed out person, living in the present and feeling calm and relaxed and at peace is a very unfamiliar and often a strange experience, as if it feels unusual to be in this comfortable, relaxed, contented place. I shouldn't be here, is often the experience for those who are the stressed out person. It doesn't fit the higher ego vulnerability energy that they are often being affected by. The stressed out person is an expert in finding things to worry about. So if there isn't something to worry about, they'll find something to worry about. They're good at this. And they are often doing much more to stress themselves out than life is. That's a very important awareness, an important insight for people who are living this role to realize that they are doing so much more to stress them out than life often is. They often take the normal life stressors that we all have to deal with, but they magnify them. They make them much larger. And this magnification often makes the stressor out to be much larger than their perceived capacity to manage it. And that's very important, because the ability that we experience to manage the stressors that come into our life is a very, very important component to being able to deal with life's challenges in an effective way. The ability to perceive that one is able to deal with them and confront them effectively. Unfortunately, the stressed out person, due to the over magnification of the stressor, tends to shrink their capacity to manage it, which adds to the stress. Again, this serves to feed into anxiety and stress. It's sort of like a double whammy. I'm making the stressor out to be larger than it is, and I'm making out my capacity to manage it as smaller than it is. And this can include any perceived threats that are large or small, real or imagined, currently occurring or yet to occur. So the stressed out person gets caught up in lots of stressors or threats or dangers that they may have to face, be they large or small, whether they're a real one that's actually possibly happening or something they're creating or something that's actually happening or yet to happen. And threats come to the stressed out person in all sizes and shapes. Their higher ego vulnerability energy is what they're looking at life's stressors with. I've referred to that prism or that filter that a person looks through using their ego energy. When it's higher ego vulnerability energy, this is the effect that it has upon how they deal with life's challenges and stressors. And this expands the range of danger beyond the real into the unreal. But the stressed out person doesn't know this, and this is where a lot of ego stupidity and the abnormal normal starts to take place. They become focused on surviving the danger they think is coming at them. And again, it can be all kinds of stressors, be they financial, relationship, family, work, health, competition, and many, many, many more. The stressed out person becomes easily upset. They experience intense feelings of anxiety or anger or guilt, and they often remain upset even after they or someone has dealt with the threat. So the stressed out person often goes into this fight or flight mode of operating with their body fairly easily, fairly quickly. That sounds familiar to me in a younger version of myself. And that's why you have to be careful in what you say when you're around them, because they can be set off rather easily. The stress emotions of anger and fear and anxiety and guilt are often out of proportion to the danger. Kind of goes back to the enlarging or magnification of the stressor, and this type of emotion starts to play a role. They have a difficult time realizing the danger is over. So when it's been taken care of or addressed or fixed, it's not over for the stressed out person. They continue. For them, it's as if the thunderstorm and the lightning that's been flashing continues to go on, even though the sun has come out and it's shining and the clouds have gone away. For them, that's not what they're experiencing. The stressed out person has difficulty letting go of things and moving on, sort of similar to what I've just been talking about. For them, it's as if feeling stress is in their comfort zone. You might say, well, why? Well, because it's familiar, it's consistent, and it's predictable. And it's oddly preferred by the stressed out person. This ego energy prefers consistency, familiarity, predictability. In this case, the higher ego vulnerability energy. And it's because it's the best way they know how to survive, which is ego's main and only job, to make sure we survive. So a lot of the stress reactions are part of the effort to survive, rooted in the higher ego vulnerability energy. And their normal state of experience is feeling stressed, and they seem to be lost when they're not in this state. Again, their comfort is oddly within being stressed rather than not being stressed, which most of us would prefer probably. The world and life feels odd. It feels uncomfortable to the stressed out person when things are calm or peaceful. But they may say that they want that, but they can't really enjoy it when it happens. Again, it feels weird, it feels strange or unusual, because the higher ego vulnerability energy is pushing them to look for danger and a return to their abnormal normal. I hope this provides you with some greater familiarity with people who are living in the role of the stressed out person, and that you can use as a frame of reference as we go further in today's show. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the stressed out person needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM-FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the stressed out person. These are the kind of thoughts rooted in higher ego vulnerability energy the stressed out person is using to survive in their life and serve as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving they make use of as they go about their daily life. These are the kind of thoughts they must come to hear and recognize and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says, "You have been led to your discomfort in order to ensure your safety and survival. Listen closely to your body, as it will always tell you when danger is near." Here the stressed out person is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego vulnerability energy, to pay close attention to their body symptoms and to always take them at face value as a sign of danger. So you're supposed to listen. The ego energy is saying, higher ego vulnerability energy, to pay close attention to your breathing or your heart rate or any stomach discomfort or headaches or any other symptom that may be sending a message that signals danger. And ego is saying that their body is accurately warning them of the signs of the danger they face. Their body, in a way, is talking to them, and it's giving them completely accurate messages so that when we enter into that fight or flight mode, when the stressed out person enters into that fight or flight place, that everything that they're experiencing, something is legitimate. It's not the biology talking only, it's something out there that's needing to be dealt with, and that you're supposed to pay attention to what the body is saying to you. These are the dangers that may supposedly involve a relationship or one's work circumstance or one's health, financial matters, or family related circumstances or competition, that when you are upset or discomforted, when your body is telling you things, that there's a legitimacy to all of that. And that, unfortunately, the stressed out person is going to need to learn with ego medicine that their body can be misleading them and not to follow it. Now, the body isn't misleading them intentionally. It's just sometimes the nature of one's biology. I happen to have, I think, that kind of biology that allows me or creates an instant movement toward, excuse me, fight or flight. And sometimes, when I have, more so in the past than any time in the present, become or feel anxious, and I realize there's not really anything to be anxious about, I say to myself, well, that's your higher ego vulnerability energy talking. It's talking to you. It's leading one to start thinking about the possibility of and creating thoughts that aren't actually rooted in reality. And I call that short-circuiting because I understand it. I understand when that the body, my body, the autonomic nervous system, the involuntary nervous system, the fight or flight activity is going on, that it really isn't about anything in the outside world. It's a biology thing, and to understand it. Ego's voice says, do not play, as you must work to remain safe and protected. Look constantly to find the challenges that surround, await, and threaten you. You will find them in people, or places, or activities, or objects. Find them where they are hiding before they find you. Here the stressed out person is teaching themselves with the aid of their higher ego vulnerability energy that they shouldn't relax or lower their guard because this places them in jeopardy. So remain stressed. Don't become non-stressed. The stressed out person is to keep their radar on and to remain vigilant for potential dangers. And they do. Whether they may realize it or not, it's always on. It's always happening. Even when they're sleeping, it is likely to be on. That the threats and challenges are always there. They don't go away. And that they must find them before they find you. So it's in a way, be ahead of the curve. Be ahead of the danger. I think earlier I said about things that the living in the future, you know, being concerned about what can happen tomorrow or 10 minutes from now or an hour from now is the world, the experience of the higher ego vulnerability energy fueling the thinking that's going on in the stressed out person's mind, that they can be found anywhere and everywhere. So the ego energy the higher ego vulnerability energy is saying the dangers are everywhere. And as I mentioned earlier, we can find them in health, finances, family, relationships, work, competition, and so on. There's lots of places in our life existence that can be the substance from which we start to create danger, threat, stress. Ego's voice says all are opportunities to reveal your weakness, which you must not allow. You must keep your distance from your weakness. Stress is your oxygen, and you must have it. It is the means to your safety and survival. Here the stressed out person is teaching themselves with the aid of their higher ego vulnerability energy, that stressors and failure to manage them shows that you are a weak person. That you're a weak person if you fail to manage stressors and to be in front of them, ahead of them, to get them before they get you. That the stressed out person will be weaker if they are defeated by the stressor, because being defeated by the stressor is another way of saying that you're not going to survive. You won't be able to survive. And I know this seems unusual if you're living in healthier ego-balanced energy, but for those in less healthy ego energy, including those with higher ego vulnerability energy, it's feeding into the stressed out person, there's this sense of being defeated by the stressor affecting their survival. That the stressed out person will be stronger and less vulnerable if they defeat the stressor. Again, this is battle going on within the stressed out person in which they can either be defeated by the stressor or they can't defeat the stressor. In some ways, it's almost an artificial battle because the nature of the stressor may not require it being defeated at all, just being worked with and managed, a much more important approach to dealing with stressors than would be the case of trying to remove or eliminate them completely or win over them. That ego is saying being stressed is a good thing because you're fighting the stressor and not letting it bring you into contact with your weakness and humanity. So one of the things that's going on here is the ego's effort to keep the higher ego vulnerability person, the stressed out person, at a distance from their weaknesses and humanity. So stressors that we confront in life are sort of an opportunity to be in contact with something deeper about ourselves, the inherent nature of our humanity, our weakness and our imperfection that the ego energy is trying to help us keep our distance from. That safety and survival is ensured by refusing to know one's weaknesses. Think about that message. It's kind of an unhealthy message, but it's part of the abnormal normal that the stressed out person is living by trying to keep distance from their weaknesses rather than making contact and learning about and working with them in ways that ultimately lead to their being less of an influence in one's life. Ego's voice says you must know all challenges as a threat to your daily life, an enemy serving as a means to your destruction. Look at them through the lens of fear, and you will not be caught off guard. Do not take your eyes off of them, even when you sleep, lest they gain the upper hand. Do not rest or seek laughter or enjoyment, as this will distract you and make you unsafe. Know all challenges as large, and you will not be taken by surprise. Here the stressed out person is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego vulnerability energy to remain on guard and to be vigilant. Another way of putting that is the autonomic nervous system, the involuntary nervous system, be in a state of fight or flight to protect yourself. To understand their fear as a good thing, serving to protect them. The stressed out person is to view fear as a good thing. Even though it may be discomforting, ultimately it serves to protect them. And to embrace that message, that lesson. And not to take time off from being fearful or to laugh or to enjoy life, because the cost is to put you in greater danger. So if the stressed out person allows themselves to relax and have a good time, to be calm, to be still, that's not a good thing. And they learn not to experience that because that, again, puts them at distance from their ability to, or puts them at greater risk to become endangered by stressors. That they are to err on the side of seeing threats as larger than they are, and that overreaction is a good thing. So magnifying stressors, making them things out to be bigger than they are, that that actually is a message, a thought that the stressed out person can embrace because it makes sure that they are on guard and they're protecting themselves. And by the way, something a little different from people who are experiencing paranoid thoughts who also live in a lot of fear is that many times the stressed out person may realize that some of the stuff that they're afraid of or worrying about isn't necessary, but they still worry about it. They keep worrying about it. And you might say, well, why do they keep doing that? And the answer, I think, has a lot to do with the energy. The energy keeps coming at them. So they have a hard time listening to their voice and still remain stuck on ego's voice, keeping them in the place of the abnormal normal and the ego stupidity often they are engaging in when they're making things out to be much more harmful or dangerous or threatening than they really are in reality. Ego's voice says, view happiness with suspicion, as it will make you unsafe. Let fear fill your thoughts and words and deeds when answering challenges. Seek to destroy them before they destroy you. Challenges that are unmet and undefeated will bring chaos and disorder into your life. Here, the stressed out person is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego vulnerability energy, to be suspicious of happiness, because it will cause the stressed out person to lower their guard and to lead them into a false sense of security. So be skeptical when you're feeling relaxed or calm or at peace, because you're ultimately going to pay a price involving having let any of the threats or stresses or dangers that may be occurring or could occur in your life, in a way, get the upper hand and threaten your safety and your protection and your survival. That fear is the way to go to keep you safe. Fear, not love. And don't risk ignoring threats, as this will endanger you. We have reached the end of our focus on ego's voice. I hope that this has given you greater insight as to the impact of higher ego vulnerability energy within the mind of the stressed out person. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the stressed out person is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'll be looking at what the voice of spirit is saying to the stressed out person that they are unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their higher ego vulnerability energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within ego's voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize ego's voice using ego medicine, the stressed out person will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says, all earthly challenges can be embraced within divine truth. You can never walk alone in answering them. They are to be known as your friend, not your enemy. Opportunities for growth, not destruction. Use them to know your weaknesses and to work with your weaknesses in divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the stressors life brings can be managed within one's ability to be the love, the life, and the energy that God is. That we can call upon the divinity that dwells within us to manage life's stressors, along with our human potential. A management in which stressors are not to be feared, but managed within human and divine truth. These are truths which allow us to be free to work with our potentials, to confront life's stressors, rather than being fearful of what they may reveal about our vulnerability or our imperfections or our humanity. These are truths that ego medicine can lead us toward discovering. Spirit's voice says, thoughts, words, and deeds born of fear will not deliver you from your suffering. They can only imprison you within it. Living with fear doesn't help you survive. It makes you lifeless, a reflection of your suffering. Here, Spirit is saying that fear-based thoughts and words or actions, as well as those likely be dealing with anger or guilt that are often being used by the stressed out person, do not protect or make them safe or promote survival. That each of them only leads to the suffering of stress and being imprisoned in the thoughts and words and behaviors used to protect oneself. And the word imprisoned makes me think about something I've referred to as bars, the thoughts, the irrational, the illogical, the inaccurate thoughts or words or behaviors often used by the stressed out person are bars to this prison that they have created. Life did not create the prison for them. They created their own prison, and they are the one who will need to work on removing themselves by dealing with these bars. They are living the suffering of being preoccupied with the next danger that life will present to them or that they will find or create. So not only does life bring challenges, but the person, the stressed out person, is creating them themselves, creation in the form of magnification or enlargement that I talked about earlier, and that they are living a fear-based life, which leads to lifeless living, in which one cannot fully enjoy all that life can give them. it's hard to experience life when one is living in fear. And the use of ego medicine, I would add, can bring about the shifting of the higher ego vulnerability energy that can end one's fear-based life. Spirit's voice says, your body has become your enemy rather than your friend. The illusions you have learned make it a tool of fear rather than love. And you listen to it with fear, not love. You need not alter your body with earthly aids to defeat challenges or to overcome fear. Do not use them to hide from your weakness and yourself. Doing so reflects your suffering. Rather, honor and celebrate your body in love, as it is serving you within your earthly life. Here, Spirit is saying that the stressed out person is listening intensely to warning signals their body is sending that are triggering fear-based thoughts and behaviors. The stressed out person can be misinterpreting and feeding into biological signals that are serving to intensify them and creating a vicious cycle or circle. So the symptoms are activated, the stressed out person tunes into those signals, whether it's their heart rate accelerating or their breathing accelerating or stomach discomfort, and begins to think stressed out person thoughts that feed into and magnify and exaggerate and enhance or increase the intensity of these biological signals. Spirit is saying the stressed out person doesn't need to quell stress with alcohol or drugs or food. A lot of times people attempting to treat themselves or self-medicate, the stressed out person included, may resort to things that are meant to quell stress. I know the word comfort food sometimes comes into place, and we've all used it at times, but when it becomes one's go-to in management of stress, that tends to create more difficulty. And that these approaches can only serve to hide or mask what's really going on. Masking that comes in the form of just dealing with the symptoms of stress rather than the origins of stress, the underlying roots of what's leading to this happening, including higher ego vulnerability energy at work in the mind and life of the stressed out person. The stressed out person must learn to listen to their body with love and not fear. Listen to your body with love, not fear. Using as a guide to more accurately know what is going on. Love that can help to guide them towards truth. Spirit's voice says, it is with love that you must know and cleanse yourself of fear. You live in the illusion of separation from you, and I mean you with a capital Y, that you that involves both the human you and the divine you. This illusion will end as you learn your divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that one can give to themselves, that is, when being the love God is, will conquer fear and one's consumption with stressors. The stressed out person is feeling separated from their divinity, which adds to their sense of vulnerability and weakness, which they experience the sense of distance can be removed with the use of ego medicine. This is something I'm adding that deals with the higher ego vulnerability energy that is promoting the illusion of separation and all of the other illusions that distance the stressed out person from knowing their divinity. Spirit's voice says, working through the challenges you face with love will lead to unity, earthly and divine. There is no unworthiness or inequality within earthly weakness. You need not fear what does not exist, or let fear make it so. And you need not remain a stranger to yourself within fear. Embrace earthly chaos and disorder with love, not fear. Let them lead you from weakness into strength within your divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying that confronting life's stressors with love will remove the sense of isolation and loneliness that the stressed out person experiences, as they often feel they are dealing with life's challenges on their own. Love will remove the sense of unworthiness and inequality they experience when they make contact with their weakness, imperfection, and humanity. And here the message is that it's a good thing, not a bad thing, a good thing for the stressed out person, and actually any person, to become in contact with their weakness and their imperfection and their humanity. That's a healthy thing. That love will help them to learn that they are always worthy and equal and connected within their humanity. And to take on life's challenges and stressors with love. And you will know the strength of your divinity. We have reached the end of our Focus on Spirit's Voice for this show. I hope what I've shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard so that they can speak truly with more of their voice in their life and not egos, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. If you would like to offer any comments regarding today's show or any of them, please email me at spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. But please do not leave any attachments, as I cannot open them for security reasons. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.